following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We test them for you free. Need a new one? No problem. Because only Advance Auto Parts carries Autocraft Gold batteries. Autocraft Gold is designed with power frame technology, engineered to give you longer battery life. Plus, at Advance Auto Parts, we'll install your new battery for you free. Only at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
Purchase most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Oh, what a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you add Stabil when you store?
Don't you know
Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do, but...
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol, well,
don't you know anything? Ooh! When you store and when you fill up, start with...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on today's program. We've got Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, Recruiting Nation. He's going to join us. We'll talk a little Huskers. He was at the game on Saturday and has a column up about an impending quarterback controversy. Do you believe in that? I don't. Coach Pelini doesn't. But we'll talk to Mitch about that. He's going down to do a story on Teddy Bridgewater. In fact, we'll catch up with him while he's in Atlanta. He's got a layover coming up here, and we expect to do that here in about 10 to 12 minutes. We'll catch up with him. And he's going to do a story with Teddy Bridgewater and Nebraska's old offensive coordinator, Sean Watson, who, of course, is down there at Louisville now. So we'll talk with him about that. And Bo Pelini's weekly press conference just after 11:30. We've got that. We've got the NFL, Major League Baseball, Broncos, Lopers, Huskers, all to talk about, but Jimmy Langan is as our co-host to get on this Monday. How you doing?
Hey, real good. How would you like to be the guy at the press conference that asked the question to Pelini? Hey, what are you going to do with your quarterback situation here? I mean, who gets to ask that question?
Well, it was already asked Saturday.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
And did he handle it well?
Yeah. You know, when Taylor's earned the spot, and I could pull up the actual audio, but I'm sure it'll come up again today. But Taylor's earned the spot, and when he's ready to go, he'll get the... He'll get the start.
Good.
Let me go to the Dent Popper inbox here. This says, tell Jimmy thanks. I'm now living in a box.
somebody went 1-4 this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, after 11-1, after just such a great run. And then you went to 5. I don't know if that was good or bad. But
I think it was a horrible move. We're just going to go back to picking underdogs that are getting plus 10 points. That's what I'm good at. I'm not good at anything else. I found out I'm not very good at that. The only team, you know, I gave you two teams, Kansas and TCU. Kansas got up 10-0. I thought I was in a really good, you know, really good situation. Next thing you know, it's like 78 unanswered points.
Yeah,
you know.
54 by Texas Tech.
Yeah. Hey, and you know.
TCU is the one you got.
Yeah, TCU
against Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
But you know what's kind of amazing right now is Oregon is beating people so bad that they have to stop at halftime. You know, I mean, that's amazing. And, you know, Baylor, could you see the Baylor game?
Okay, now I'm glad you brought that up, and I want to get to that. But just
so we don't just step right over this 1-4 thing.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
And what were
right.
your other picks? TCU was the winner, and then Kansas was a loser.
And then I took those two dogs that were playing at home, California and Vanderbilt, and they both played very poorly. Got beat okay. about 44-24 or something like that. We're not close. Then you and I just couldn't understand the point spread on the Georgia Tech Miami game. Yeah. We actually liked Miami, but we thought, hey, something's up here when they put it at 6, you know. So yeah.
But yeah, I was sitting there and the Baylor score was 56-14 or 21, I think 14 over West Virginia at half. West Virginia has been roller coaster. They
right.
shut out 34-0, then they beat Okie State, and then Baylor put up over 600 yards of offense in the first half. The first half. And 56 points against West Virginia. And they ended up winning the game something like 73-34 or something.
Yeah, I think it was 73-35 that they barely covered. You know what I mean? That's what's weird about that. You know, but
wow, that should be getting way more attention than it's getting. 600 and some yards in one half of football. This isn't turnovers that you're taking in for scores. This is getting the ball, and you have to drive or have big plays, and they did. They had a couple of bombs, a couple of big plays. That's 616 yards of offense in one half.
You know, Doug, this hurry-up offense where they take the snaps before, you know, I mean, instead of waiting 25 seconds to snap the ball, they're snapping it immediately. So people are getting more snaps when they think they have the good offense. But, hey, it's not only just in it's just not only in the NCAA. I mean, if you, I'm sure
yeah,
you watched
hey,
your game.
I am fine with the performance of the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. The Denver Broncos are that good. I will sit here and tell you that if nothing changes, I believe they go 15-1. I said that last week. I think Denver's a team that will run into a bad weather situation or a couple of tip passes. And yesterday, Peyton Manning did throw his first interception, threw behind a guy, did make a couple of things that made us show him that he wasn't a robot out there. But you just can't stop him. You can't stop Denver. You can't do it. And yes, Tony Romo, here's the deal. However this works out, we had to snap the ball before the two, and I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, the Cowboys had to snap the ball like a second or two before the two-minute warning. The whole thing's different. If they get to the two-minute warning, it's second down and long after taking that. Obviously, you're sitting back there. He should have thrown it to DeMarco Murray, who was wide open, probably could have got you the 10 yards you were looking for, bringing up third and six-ish. But it didn't happen that way, and then Denver played it smart, and Dallas even catches a bad break. It's 3rd and 1. They're going to try and stick him, and what do? It's 3rd and 1 at the 2. So you either want the guy to score or you want to force him to kick the field goal. Well, what happens? Denver gets the first down and lands between the goal line and the 1-yard line, so then they're able to kneel on it and kick the field goal as time expires. I'm not ashamed. I don't blame Tony Romo. If it wasn't for Tony Romo, Denver would have won 51-3. I am still a Tony Romo backer. The kid threw for 500 and some yards yesterday. If you want to bash Tony Romo, and that's the problem, that's what happens to Dallas. Anytime they're in position to take that next step, something like that happens. Romo throws a pick, he gets sacked, the defense screws up, somebody fumbles the football. But I'm going to live with that because Dallas still leads the division.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing about that is on the Dallas quarterback, it wasn't like it was a horrible interception. The defense made a great play.
Yeah.
The guy makes
yeah.
a diving interception to go get the ball. So it wasn't like it was a Romo, like you say, somebody that was, oh, what would you do that for? I mean, he was trying to make a good play. And you know what? They're going to have to move the ball sometime and keep the whole 2 minutes. It puts you in a little different situation.
And Jimmy, that's another reason you don't throw it to a guy named Gavin Escobar. You've got Jason Witten, Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams filling in for Miles Austin very well, and you got DeMarco Murray. You don't throw it to Gavin Escobar. So there you go. Folks, you can join us on the show. We're going to be pretty tight today, but love to hear from you. Your thoughts on the Huskers, your thoughts on what's going on in Major League Baseball. We're going to, because we don't know what Bo Pelini's press conference and the length is today, we're going to join the Pittsburgh Cardinals game full coverage for you today. The first game up at just after noon is Oakland-Detroit, but we will continue to bring you baseball and Monday Night Football and NFL Football Thursday throughout the week. So if you want to join us, please do so. Let's take a look at how we did in our pigskin pick'em. And, you know, I knew that I had got off to a good start, but 6-4 was good enough to do it this week, and that was me. 6-4 for me. Collar went 5-5. Jimmy went 4-6, his first sub-500 week of the entire year. And I'd like to point out that nobody else in the company, you know, Jeff, our producer, our ex-producer Merritt, Wednesday host Randy, who likes to tell me how good he does because he went 9-1, what, last week? Well, you know, it doesn't matter. He went 4-6 this week, so how's that feel?
So you beat everybody in here.
Yeah, hey, duh.
You know what I've noticed about these
radio... When I win big, 6-4.
Well, I say you're a radio personality, and I've noticed that... I think there's a guy before us, and maybe his name's Cowher or something like that. I'm not for sure. But, boy, when he gets something right, he talks about that forever.
You know, nothing like this show.
You know what I like to bring up?
One time I said that I got the Super Bowl prediction right. One time. And then somebody else brought it up, so that was twice.
Hey, now, I haven't brought this up again, but I tried to tell the guy at the World Herald. I tried to tell your buddy with the Elm Creek, you know, from Elm Creek, Bob Jensen. I've tried to tell everybody. Everybody tells, oh, I know a lot about football. I don't say anything. I said one thing, Amherst. I said, Amherst will be really, really good this year. Oh, yeah, well, I got Shelton here, and I got that. You know, I'll tell you what, Amherst, and Shelton's got a good football team, and they were bunged up. They were hurt. But Amherst is the real deal, and they're going to be for 2 or 3 or 4 years. Yeah, this isn't going to be a one-time deal.
The young boys got their first signature win, and they forced turnovers and blocked a punt. And when you're the favorite or you're trying to knock the king of the mountain off the top of the mountain, you got to have some stuff go like that. They came right out. Took advantage. Not only did they force the turnovers, they took advantage, and they scored on those. And so some of this football around here is starting to get interesting. And Hastings St. Cecilia says, don't forget about us. They knock off Sutton. Selfishly, I was looking forward to the 1-2 matchup. Donovan Trumbull-Sutton rematch state semifinals. Still going to be a great game. But with Sutton losing, they slide down. And now you just throw them in a pot. Donovan, Blue Hill, Hastings St. Cecilia, Sutton. Somewhere along the line, you're going to get a quarterfinal matchup with two of those four teams, which is going to stink. But it's going to be good, good football. We got Cozad taking on Kearney Catholic in a battle of unbeatens this week. You got Elm Creek and Overton playing this week. You have got some tasty, tasty football, and I see that it might rain again, Freddie.
You know, why don't they move some of these football games so we can watch them all? You know what I mean? Like somebody play Thursday, somebody play about 3:30 in the afternoon Friday, get another. They do that for NCAA football. Why aren't we doing this for high school football so we can catch them all?
I bet if we paid them enough, they would. By the way, Pigskin Pick'em, the one that brought it home for me was taking Auburn to knock off Ole Miss. I was the only one that took Auburn. I was the only one that took Washington State. So bada boom, bada bing. That's what brought it home. Notre Dame. I lost on Penn State, lost on Northwestern. The Fighting Cody Greens. Man, it's not good. But $30 in Cunningham's cash goes in for next week if we get a winner. And, of course, you always get a big Dally's combo meal. You also get a chance at the Nebraska-Iowa tickets. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Boy, when your name's in the first three words, I always want to read these.
Good, dude. This would be good. What happened now?
This comes from John. Okay, Jimmy, how come there's so much... Okay. How come there's so much difference between officials on the excessive celebration rule? Kenny Bell hardly does anything and gets flagged. Then Carlos Hyde does a muscle pose for Ohio State, and everyone looks away. Dang it, need some insight on this call. Oh, yeah, both sets of officials were Big Ten officials. So he wants to know those are judgment calls, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think they're judgment calls. You know, I think you have a tendency to all officials are human, and you have a tendency to decide how you're going to call those things. I have a tendency to let those things go. That doesn't mean I'm right. But Kenny Bell saying, you know, he might get chewed out. Hey, get your hand down, or you might yell at him. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a little hard to hear him with 82,000 people cheering. But, you know, I would have a tendency to go that way. And then their coach goes, hey, what's he doing? You know, that's ridiculous. And then you go, hey, we took care of it. We talked to him. But, you know, sometimes the penalty's so severe.
Yeah.
I mean, excessive celebration, 15 yards. I mean, you know.
Kid just made a spectacular one-handed grab, the best touchdown reception probably of his career.
Yeah, they ought to have 15 separate penalties for that. You got the 1 yard excessive celebration penalty, the 2 yards, the 3, the 4. You know, the 15's the maxed out. Well, that would have been like a 1 or 2 yarder there.
You do the throat slash, you give the fans the double bird, that's 15.
Yeah, and, you know, and, yeah, you're exactly right. So I agree with what the man called in and asked the question, because I would have had a tendency to pass on that one. That wasn't much.
Yeah. Nobody really saw anything. Folks, if you want to see production from your fields, if you want to see more profit, then you know, and we've been telling you all summer long, that TNL Hydraulic Pivot Systems is the way to go. You can maximize your production with the best water distribution over your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call Bill Shapley of Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney today and get TNL's proven hydraulic technology. If you're not familiar with it, if you want to check it out, maybe you've been using some other pivot systems. Maybe Dad and Grandpa have brought you up for years doing it one way. Maybe that's not the way to do it anymore. Check it out with Bill and the entire gang at your local TNL pivot dealer. TNL's proven hydraulic technology. It works. It's easier on you for a lifetime. They'll show you. Folks, stats don't lie. And they'll show you why at TNL. We'll come back with Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com and Bo Pelini's press conference next.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
At Advance Auto Parts, saving big and winning big are your Advance advantage. Right now, 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a filter are just $21.99. You can put that oil in your Ford Mustang GT. Don't have one? Well, you could. When you enter to win a Mustang GT from Castrol, valued at $40,000. Plus, save on Castrol oil. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary to enter. See store for details. Visit CastrolAdvanceSweeps.com for more info.
If you work from home, you know there are times when you need a more professional image. That's why a Regis virtual office is so smart. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address and phone number for your business card, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, access to meeting rooms. Get 30 days free, yeah, free, at regus.com/sport or call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-
Monday night, it's an interconference showdown as Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons take on the New York Jets. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in the Georgia Dome for all the action. Will Ryan and the high-powered Falcons handle the pesky Jets? Or will New York fly out of Atlanta with an upset? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
The Falcons and Jets Monday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs into the mid-70s as winds go to the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, south winds 5 to 15, a low of 47. We'll then top off at 81 Tuesday.
Right now, 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Jimmy, what do you think of the baseball so far?
Boy, I'll tell you what, a lot of runs yesterday, wasn't there? I mean, I turned on that TV, and it's 6-4 in the third inning, and then the next thing you know, it's 13-6. The same amount of points scored in the New England Patriot game.
Why are the Vikings signing Josh Freeman? Why? That's not, no. Bad signing. Like Josh, they don't need him. Matt Cassel, Christian, come on. You're just picking up another guy like Matt Cassel and Christian Ponder.
You know, I thought maybe Buffalo might get interested. You know,
yeah, they're putting out who?
Did you think Buffalo might take him, or am I wrong on that?
Well, there was a lot of places I think the guy could have stepped in, but I don't know. I think Josh is Freeman is at a place now where they're not looking to have him step in and be a starter. And wow, I don't know. Maybe next year will be better for him. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question, and then we'll get to Mitch Sherman's going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Our weekend question, which team do you think will win the American League pennant? 40% Detroit, 33% Boston, 20% Oakland, and only 7% Tampa Bay. Our Midtown Mark cooler question, Jimmy, is who should start at quarterback for the Vikings? Christian Ponder, Matt Cassel, Josh Freeman.
I'm like you. I do not think it should be Josh Freeman. You know, I wouldn't go there. So I'm 50-50 on the other two. You know,
Christian Ponder's out because he's hurt, right? So Matt Cassel is the way I go. If Christian Ponder is healthy, you stay with him. God, you drafted. He was your first round draft pick, and I didn't think Ponder. If I missed something, he hasn't been horrible. He's not the one that's costing him games, is he?
No, I don't think so. I agree with you.
So with three healthy quarterbacks this year, Christian Ponder is who I say. You can vote on our Midtown Mark cooler question right now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Getting a little recap on what happened Saturday in Lincoln and what's going on nationwide. Mitch Sherman is with us from ESPN.com, of course, Recruiting Nation, and he's got some interesting stories where he's been, where he's going, but he was in Lincoln on a Saturday afternoon, and Mitch joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mitch, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, Doug. I'm good. How are you?
Well, doing great. I want to get into your article from the game on Saturday, but I think folks are always interested in the world travels that you get to have. You had a big high school game story going into the weekend, and now you're going to talk to one of the most electrifying quarterbacks in the country. Let the folks know what's going on.
Right. Exactly. Well, I'm sitting in the Atlanta airport right now on my way to Louisville. The Cardinal have got Rutgers this Thursday night on ESPN, and I'm going to visit with Teddy Bridgewater and a name that's well known to Nebraska fans, Sean Watson, here over the next couple of days in Louisville for a story that I'm working on next week.
Do you think Bridgewater is the best quarterback in the country as of today?
You know, I thought that at the beginning of the year. I saw him this summer as one of the counselors out in Portland at the Elite 11 finals, and he was there with Taj Boyd and Johnny Manziel and a number of other, David Fales from San Jose State, a number of other guys who are well known to college football fans, you know, last season and this season, along with those top 15 or so high school kids, the 2014 prospects. And Teddy has something about him, just in the way that he carries himself, and his accuracy is you know, on the field is I think unmatched at this level. I mean, he has the kind of accuracy that you see in NFL quarterbacks. It's the stuff of legend when you hear Louisville coaches talk about the percentage of balls that he completes in practice, and of course that's without a pass rush, and it's against a different kind of defensive intensity. But he carries it over to Saturday. He is. He's a special guy and definitely one of those players who had the hype entering the season and is living up to it as we get into October.
Well, you kind of answered the question, but on the field, I think people would compare him a little bit to Braxton Miller. He's got more experience than Johnny Manziel, and he's a different type of player than McCarron is at Alabama. What makes him so special, and what Nebraska fans want to know, how much does Sean Watson actually have to do with his development?
Well, I mean, nobody disputes that Sean Watson is a good quarterback coach, and I don't think even people at Nebraska, when his time ended there, would have argued differently. Now, I mean, there are things about play calling and decision making and philosophy and this good type of scheme that Nebraska was running with Sean Watson in charge that are all very much up for discussion and as to whether it was the right thing. But the guy can coach offense and he can coach quarterbacks, and there was never any question about that going back to his time at Colorado and. In other places that he's been. Nebraska's seen it on its sideline and on the opposing sideline. So the fact that he's doing some good things with some great things with one of the best quarterbacks in the country this year is not really a surprise. And I think that you definitely have to give him some credit. It's his guy. It's his position. I mean, Charlie Strong is not out there coaching Teddy Bridgewater every day as Sean Watson. So if you're going to criticize him as he has criticism, is something that he's received in his time as a coach for sure. You know, you got to give him the credit when he has a guy like this playing for him. Would Teddy Bridgewater be a great college quarterback if he had a different position coach? I think so. But you know, Sean's the guy, and he has definitely helped further his progress.
Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, Recruiting Nation, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mitch, as we get into conference play, and depending which conference, you may have got a couple of games in by now, but Nebraska and most of the Big Ten just has one game under their belt. Alabama sits at one. A lot of talk last week about people thinking Oregon might be better than Alabama right now. They're sitting at two. Ohio State, a gut check win against Northwestern. Who's the best football team in the country, according to you, right now?
I think it's Alabama. I understand the argument with Oregon, and you know, I'm not one to make an evaluation based off past years, but there is carryover with Alabama and what it's doing. I mean, I'm not basing their talent level or their ability to win a national championship this year off of players who are no longer in the program. But I take it into account that this team has been there and done it, especially their leader. A.J. McCarron is not going to be phased when he gets into a BCS championship game or an SEC title game if the Tide do make it that far this year. And you don't know that you can't say the same. You don't know the same about Marcus Mariota. I mean, I think he's going to be okay. He's clearly a guy who has a lot of poise, and the same holds true for the rest of that Oregon roster. We'll see what happens with those guys if they make it that far. That's a big if. They've got some hurdles to clear in the Pac-12 that they have not been able to get over the last couple of years and route to that game. I'll tell you this, though. I would love to see that game in January in Pasadena, Oregon, in Alabama. I hope that this year in the final year of the BCS system that we get to see the game that we want to see. And, of course, it's up to those teams to stay unbeaten. But that's the one that would really excite me right now sitting here on October 7th.
Talking with Mitch Sherman here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're 6 weeks into the college football season. What's the one thing that has opened your eyes that has stood out to you through the first 6 weeks?
You know, I've been watching the Big Ten for the most part this year. I was at LSU for a week in September, and you know, I'm on my way to Louisville now. But most of my most of what I've done has been in the Big Ten this year. So I would say that I'm impressed with the league at the top this year. Still, it's not as deep. It's not what Jim Delaney wants for this conference to be on a national scale. Nobody is mistaking the Big Ten for the SEC or clearly even the Pac-12. And you saw that in the week when the Big Ten had several games with the Pac-12. But the last couple of weeks on Saturday afternoons, turn on the TV and watch Ohio State play Wisconsin. And then to watch Ohio State play Northwestern this last week, I was impressed with both of those teams that lost. And, you know, clearly the Buckeyes are a good team. They're a top 5 to 7 team in the country. I think that's without a lot of debate. But I do think that the Big Ten in Wisconsin and in Northwestern has a couple of other teams that can stack up well when they go at a conference against powers from other leagues. Now, let's see what happens with Michigan. Clearly, very much up and down, despite the unbeaten record. Let's see what happens with Nebraska, if it can improve significantly from September until November. And if so, then you might be looking at 4 or 5 teams who will stack up well nationally.
Well, let's get your thoughts. Where Nebraska sits right now, what you've seen, where would you put them?
I think they're a borderline top 25 team, you know, right, maybe right on the cusp. But you know, without going through the list and saying, okay, here's my 1 through 25, I think Nebraska is a team that's probably worthy of being right there at about the, you know, number 25 or so. These next couple of weeks we're kind of in a holding pattern. I mean, Purdue's not going to be it's not going to reveal much about Nebraska, if anything at all. Then you have an off week, and then you go to Minnesota, which started well, but is now getting into a difficult portion of its schedule. I think it's going to take a toll on the Gophers. Not to mention the situation, the tough situation at head coach there, that I think is hard on the Minnesota players. So you're going to get to November with this Nebraska team, I think, and still not know a lot about the group. They're going to be 6-1 most likely, with Northwestern coming into Lincoln and a game in Michigan set up for the next week. And those are going to be the 2 weeks where Nebraska has a chance to, again, make a statement outside of its own state and try to become relevant again this year in the college football discussion.
Another minute here with Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, Recruiting Nation here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you go on and read his article from Saturday at ESPN.com, the first line, Mitch, he says, is an uncomfortable situation is brewing at quarterback for Nebraska. Why can't we just be under the assumption that Taylor gets the job and does a good job, even though Tommy has looked good against two subpar, really subpar defenses?
Right. I think there's no doubt about it. Taylor gets the job back. No, nobody's arguing. Well, okay, I shouldn't say nobody. I mean, I've heard from people who are, but I don't think a lot of reasonable people are arguing otherwise that that Taylor does not deserve the job back. My take on it, my thought on why it's going to be uncomfortable, and this is unfortunate for Taylor, is he's going to go out there against some tougher teams in November, assuming that this foot injury is healed, and I think it will be by then. And whether it was him or Tommy Armstrong or Ron Kellogg, or, you know, Tommy Frazier, whomever it is out there at court, would be out there at quarterback for Nebraska against Northwestern, against Michigan State, against Michigan. He's going to experience some level of difficulty. They're not going to run up and down the field as we've seen with Tommy Armstrong the last two games. And inevitably, when that happens, there's going to be groaning. It's going to create some pressure and stress on Taylor Martinez. It's going to create some discomfort from coming out of the stands, coming off the sideline. I think Taylor is going to have to be real mature and really keep his ears closed as far as how he deals with what is going to happen when he gets back on the field and has a three and out or throws an interception or loses a fumble. I don't feel like Nebraska fans are going to have a ton of patience with him when he comes back. And that's tough. That's unfortunate for a guy who's a fifth-year senior and has given everything that he's given to this program since 2009.
It's amazing to me that the love, of course, that he was given his redshirt freshman season and how Nebraska fans, even though he's put up numbers that are better than most quarterbacks have ever had at Nebraska, it amazes me. Does it amaze you the way we look at, the way a lot of people look at Taylor now as he goes into the last half of his last season?
It's all about winning championships. And, when you're a quarterback at that school, And that's a good thing, and it's a bad thing right now for Taylor Martinez. It's something that is not working in his favor. He hasn't won a championship. He hasn't taken this team to a BCS bowl game. We would love the freshman. As you just said it, Nebraska fans love Taylor Martinez in 2010. And he's put up the numbers, and he's done lots of great things. But, look, he's had problems with turnovers. He's had problems getting Nebraska over the hump in big games. Let's not forget the comebacks that he led a year ago. He deserves credit for those second half comebacks, but it's always seemed to be a little bit of a rocky ride with Taylor. And I think Nebraska fans are anxious for some more stability, and they see Armstrong and they see a guy that they think right now can provide that. I don't know. I don't think we've seen enough of the sample size to truly know that yet. I don't think we'll know that until next year, but it's always fun to dream. And it's fun to root for the freshmen. So that's where a lot of these feelings are coming from.
Grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Mitch Sherman, Recruiting Nation, ESPN.com. Too bad you couldn't stay in Atlanta for a whole day. You got Monday Night Football. Of course, I know the Braves are in L.A., but it's going to be an electric city. Nonetheless, we're looking forward to seeing the article with Teddy Bridgewater, Sean Watson, and Louisville et al. Mitch, we appreciate the time. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Doug. Good to talk to you.
You bet, buddy. Always great to catch up with Mitch Sherman, of course, from his days at the Omaha World Herald, now kicking it with ESPN.com and Recruiting Nation. Coming up, we're going to have a Bo Pelini's weekly press conference from Lincoln. We'll bring that to you here in just a little bit. Want to remind you, though, that every Monday, sometimes you got those Monday blues. Like if you listen to Jimmy's five picks for the weekend, don't have a whole lot of bucks on you. Well, that's perfect. You can stop into the Chicken Coop in Kearney for Monday Night Football and buy the Coop Koozie. Only $5, and then every 12-ounce cold beverage is $1 from 7 to close. That's saving money. And watching Monday Night Football. Of course, you can't watch football without tasty boneless wings. Choose from over a dozen lip smack and taste bud packing boneless wings, only 40 cents a piece on Monday. And if you can't wait for tonight to grab a delicious bite to eat, stop into the Coop today for lunch for a juicy steak sandwich and your choice of side for only $6.99. For family fun, drinks, and food, head on out to the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Lunch every day, and of course, Monday Night Football. The Coop Koozie, $5, 12-ounce cold ones, only $1 then, from 7 to close. We're waiting for Bo Pelini, so let's try and squeeze in a break. We'll be right back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Quality, knowledge, skill, value. That's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. With more than 400,000 quality parts and 85 years of experience, yeah, there's good people in these parts. And they've got the know-how to know the right part you need. Now that you know, hurry into Napa and get some know-how yourself. Or go to Facebook.com/Napa Know-How. Hi, it's the Herd. There's a reason businesses are setting up Regis virtual offices all over the world. It's a genius business move that instantly expands your presence. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address, local phone number whenever you need it, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, and access to meeting rooms. Get 30 days free, at regus.com/sports or call 1-800-OFFICES.
The very last question, Jimmy, is about Purdue. It's about football, about the team we're playing this week. That was that whole press conference, most of it. I come out of that disappointed in Nebraska's media.
Thirty minutes. Yeah, I'm surprised we don't talk about the next opponent. You know what I mean? The next opponent, or maybe some other teams in the Big Ten. You know, let's talk about Big Ten football, not just
My goodness.
Yeah.
The whole thing gets me to the point of overanalyzation of the Nebraska football team. This is why when the tape came out here a couple of weeks ago, why people can understand why Bo was mad. I mean, and he wasn't mad today, but my goodness. We don't have a top 10 football team, and these press conferences are longer than they've ever been.
Yeah.
And I guess, is that because Bo will sit there and answer the questions? I guess it is. But it took you 35 minutes to get to Purdue, you asked one question?
And in the Big Ten this week, I mean, Michigan State had...
I know Purdue's terrible.
Michigan State had a big win over Iowa.
Yeah.
Indiana had a big win over Penn State. You had your top two teams ranked-wise, Northwestern and Ohio State play. I mean, we just don't ever talk about anything. Minnesota's coach, a story there. You know what I mean? And I know that he can't answer all those questions, but we could talk some Big Ten football, so.
Now let's break down the third-string defensive tackle that saw three snaps.
Yeah.
We're going to have more on that. And if in case you don't know what coach was talking about at Lincoln Pius, we'll let you know after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine continuing this afternoon with a high temperature in the middle 70s. And we'll see clear and starlit conditions for tonight with a low near 48 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky.
Right now it's 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, 2nd Avenue, Kearney. South 2nd Avenue is where you can find Midway. It's a better way. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We're in October, and Midway's going to be giving away storm hockey tickets, parking passes, oil changes, all throughout the storm season on their Facebook page. So be sure that you like Midway Auto Group and go to Think Midway on Facebook. You got a chance to win storm hockey tickets, parking passes, oil changes, and there's always something new popping up. Plus, whether it's new or pre-owned, they've got them on the lot for you. How about new Sonic starting at under $15,000? You can get up to $6,300 off the Chrysler 300s and up to $9,500 off the Cadillac XTSs. Stop by, see them today. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, thinkmidway.com. It's a better way. We'll wrap up the press conference here in just a moment, but Coach Pelini alluded to this, something that happened late this morning at Lincoln Pius X. It appears that one female student has attacked another female student in a bathroom there. They say they've recovered a knife, they've recovered a hammer, and they are trying to find the student who apparently is not in the building. Lockdown is on. It appears that everybody is safe, but just a strange deal. Anytime something related with the school, I mean, you don't see this stuff coming. They say they don't think that the two people, the alleged assailant and the victim, even had anything in common, which may change. But that's the latest of what's going on, and that's what Coach Pelini was talking about at the beginning of his press conference. Football press conference, so what did you take out of it, Jimmy? Last week you had a lot of comments about a lot of different things. This week, anything that stuck out to you?
Honestly, not one thing stuck out to me at all. Just like I said, the press conference, I thought maybe they'd talk a little bit about the quarterback situation, but all the questions were answered. So there was really no follow-up to go with it, and then they were talking about, the atmosphere at Purdue. And I think, one thing, too, is Purdue's probably one of the weaker teams in the Big Ten. So,
yeah, I think they're the worst team in the Big Ten right now. They're 1-4. They're 0-1 in the conference. They played Notre Dame tough. That's the only thing that they've got on their resume through five games. They are going to make a change at quarterback. They will have a new starting quarterback coming into the Husker game. They're tabbing true freshman Danny Etling to replace fifth-year senior Rob Henry. Boy, there must be some real bad stuff going on if you got to make that change at this point in the season. And Purdue, I think, probably has the toughest schedule in the conference. It just doesn't get any easier for them. Nebraska, Michigan State, Ohio State, that's the next three games for Purdue. And they're coming off a bye week, and then they'll have another bye week before they play Ohio State. But they'll have time to prepare, so that'll be the scary thing, is that they will have time to prepare for Nebraska.
Yeah, that's, we talked earlier, and I think it was in August, we talked about this Purdue game being the first road game, and if Purdue could get a little bit of momentum, how this would be a big game for them, but they just haven't gained that momentum to make this a big game for them.
Yeah. One other thing, I liked Coach's comments on Amir Abdullah. Pretty humble kid. A lot of the comments that he made after the football game, seems pretty mature, pretty humble, really, really good, outstanding eye back. He's going to go over 2,000 yards career rushing against Purdue. He needs just 23 yards to do that. So Amir really has stepped up and done his job, and he's given credit where credit is due. He talked about the wide receivers and the tight ends doing some blocking for him, and Coach was asked about that.
that today, and a lot of press conference there on. And if you're at the game or watching on TV, there was a couple times Nebraska had. There was one time that I think they had 15 guys on the field and they had to blow a timeout. It's that. When will the official let the offense snap it, as opposed to Nebraska trying to get their personnel, many teams, but Nebraska trying to get their personnel correct on defense so that they can match up with the switches that the offense has made. And there was a lot of talk. Sam McCune was hammering that one from the Omaha World Herald. And, you know, right now it seems to be an advantage to the offense, as opposed to put 11 guys out there and tackle somebody.
You know, I was refereeing NCAA football when they came out with the rule, and I don't know if it's changed or not, and I really don't know but I don't know if that rule's changed. But what it first came out was if the offense substituted, the defense had 3 seconds to react to that substitution. And if, you know, so what I'm saying is he came out and there's a wide receiver running out in the field, 1,001, 1,002. They go, whoa. So now you had time and the umpire was supposed to step in for your one substitution to go out there and to get in and substitute for that. But there's a little bit of time there where you can't bring 5 guys out. You know what I mean, and do that. So, yeah, so that seems to be maybe the problem that I can see.
Long show today, and appreciate you guys hanging with us, listening to Bo Pelini's press conference. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy hearing what the coach has to say on a variety of subjects. Keep up to date on our Facebook page as we will be giving away Kearney Raceway Park tickets. The Cornhusker Fall Classic is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. This is big time, folks. There are a lot of folks from across the nation that are going to be there at Kearney Raceway Park Saturday and Sunday. Lots of activities going on. We're going to be giving away tickets on the Doug and Daddy Show as the week progresses and on our Facebook page. So go to ESPNSuperstation.com. USA, USA, they won the President's Cup. UNK and Hastings College, we're going to talk all about their games tomorrow. Amir Abdullah, by the way, co-Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. UNK, big win, did it on every way possible Saturday over Lindenwood.
Nick, great game. Great game. Kearney High, Luke McNick had a fantastic game.
Romero Cotton, great job as a running back. A lot of different kids scoring defensively as well. Hastings College, they turned it over too many times and had some bad breaks, fell 12-7. And we'll get into volleyball. Tri-City Storm had a shootout loss and a win. Nebraska volleyball, 2 big wins. UNK 1-1, Hastings 1-2 with 2 losses to national opponents. All that to get through. There's even some high school football this afternoon out in the West because of what was going on with the weather. District golf got underway today. Pretty nice day to be playing some district golf, and hopefully even nicer tomorrow. Jimmy, we'll see you Friday.
Hey, take care.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.